The US President Barack Obama has slipped quietly into one of the world's most dangerous spots to tell Iraqis the time has come to take responsibility for their country. Mr. Obama was speaking during an unannounced trip to Baghdad, his first visit to the country as US President. Mr. Obama also had talks with Iraq's leaders and confirmed his plans to withdraw all US troops from Iraq by the end of 2011. Our Washington correspondent Kim Landers is on the line. Kim, was it any surprise that President Obama made this visit to Iraq?
Well, Tony, it wasn't on his public itinerary, but given that he had just spent 2 days in Turkey, it's only a short flight from Turkey to Iraq, so perhaps it was no surprise when we got the news today that the president had popped up in Baghdad. The president's visit was just confined to a US military base near the Baghdad airport. Barack Obama was there to greet the US troops and to tell them that they're doing a good job. Here's a little of what he had to say to them.
Under enormous strain and under enormous sacrifice, through controversy and difficulty and politics, you've kept your eyes focused on just doing your job. And because of that, every mission that's been assigned, from getting rid of Saddam, to reducing violence, to stabilizing the country, to facilitating elections, you have given Iraq the opportunity to stand on its own as a democratic country.
The US President Barack Obama speaking to troops there in Iraq. Kim Landers, there's been a recent spike in violence in Iraq. Are there any concerns that the US may have acted too soon by pulling the troops out or reducing the troop levels?
Well, just a few hours before Air Force One touched down in Baghdad, there had been a car bombing in the capital. 9 people had been killed. Yesterday, there were several car bombings throughout Baghdad. More than 30 people were killed. The US commander in Iraq, Ray Odierno, is saying that nonetheless, despite that sort of uptick in violence, the overall level of violence is still at its lowest level since 2003, since the US invasion. The US President Barack Obama is saying, despite everything that's happened, he's sticking to his timetable of withdrawing US combat forces from Iraq by August of next year. So there are no plans at this stage to change those withdrawal movements of US troops. And the President, Barack Obama, was making it clear to the American forces at the US military base near Baghdad today that he was going to make sure that they were coming home.
This is going to be a critical period. These next 18 months. I was just discussing this with your commander, but I think it's something that all of you know. It is time for us to transition to the Iraqis. They need to take responsibility for their country and for their sovereignty.
The US President Barack Obama addressing troops in Baghdad.